Classic Business with Michael Avery, sponsored by Alex Forbes, for insight, advice, and impact.
Welcome back to Classic Business. In a world where global markets are swinging from one bout of volatility to the next, the real challenge for investors isn't just picking funds, it's understanding what actually drives those returns. And Morningstar has just expanded its manager research coverage to South Africa, adding some fresh insight into how our local fund managers stack up against global benchmarks and which strategies have the depth and the discipline to deliver over the long term. To help us unpack the findings, from manager skill to medalist ratings to all of the crowded fund universe names, shall we call it, I'm joined now by Morningstar Investment Management Senior Fund Analyst Michael Dodd. Michael, great to have you with us again. You've stepped up your on-the-ground manager coverage in South Africa, and it certainly feels like a vote of confidence in the sophistication of the local industry. But it also comes at a time when we see a lot of volatility in global markets. We see new products, very crowded categories, making portfolio construction trickier than ever. When you zoom out, how are South African fund managers actually stacking up against their global peers?
Hi, Michael, and hi to the listeners. Thanks for having me back again. Yeah, it's an exciting time for us, I suppose, in that we've got, for the first time, Morningstar's manager research analysts assigning analyst-driven ratings and coverage to local funds in the South African market. And as you say, it's quite timely in that the wading through the sort of the fund universe and global market volatility and all of that can be quite challenging for investors, particularly given the range of choice that they have. And I think what the ratings and all of that look to do, and particularly in terms of the South African universe, is it looks to provide some forward-looking clarity for investors and really a tool that they can use to assess, I guess, their investment options when looking across the sort of the fund, particularly the fund and ETF universe. If we look at the South African managers, there's a handful of funds that have been picked up for coverage and being done through the lens of Morningstar's global analysts and sort of global rating system. I think what's nice about it is it allows the ratings and really the assessment of South African fund managers to be calibrated against a global universe. Yeah. And generally speaking, the South African managers have stacked up fairly well in that regard if we look at some of the ratings that have been assigned.
And before we talk about those newly rated South African funds, let's just help listeners understand the medalist ratings, which have become the global reference point. But if you're unfamiliar with them in the South African context, how should South African investors interpret gold, silver, bronze, neutral, or negative in a forward-looking sense? And what tends to separate, say, a silver from a bronze in practice?
That's a great question, because the medalist ratings might be unfamiliar to some. For us at Morningstar, we forget that we've been using them for a while. So essentially what they are is it's a, as I mentioned earlier, a forward-looking assessment of an investment strategy. And the rating system includes both analyst insights and a quantitative analysis, and it's expressed as a five-tier scale. So going from gold, silver, bronze, so your medalists, I suppose, and then neutral and negative. And what that aims to provide investors with is an assessment of a strategy's ability to outperform either a relevant benchmark index or a peer group after fees. So effectively, the way to interpret it, when you look at gold, silver, bronze, those are positively rated strategies. So strategies where essentially they're expected to add value or positive alpha over the long term when compared with a relevant category index after accounting for fees and risk. Gold is your top 15% of that cohort. So those are essentially Morningstar's top recommendations within that particular category. Silver is the next 35, bronze is the next 50. And then the strategies that are neutral and negatively rated, those are effectively the ones expected to generate zero or negative net alpha. I mentioned the after fee bit, and that's quite important as well, because one of the components of the medalist rating is, you know, how the rating gets determined is it sort of rolls up on the assessment of what Morningstar calls its three critical pillars. So being parent, people, and process. And we can touch on that as well in terms of that assessment. But at the end of it, the overall strategy rating is determined both by the alpha potential within that particular category. So, you know, we've seen a lot of data, for example, and research on, say, active passive, where we know that some categories and some areas, it's much more difficult to generate outperformance relative to a benchmark index than others. And the rating takes that into account. but then also takes into account a fund's price. And that makes a lot of sense because, you know, you can have a great strategy, but if you charge too much for it, that impairs your ability to generate net of fee returns for the end investor. And the rating system takes that into account as well.
How would you say our funds are stacking up from a price or cost perspective?
So I think South African funds generally, if we look at how they stack up relative to the global universe, do come out a little bit more on the expensive side. I think in general, with fees, there's always a little bit of nuance to it. And we often have this conversation with our global colleagues that, for example, the South African TER or TIC is very different in terms of how it gets calculated versus, say, an ongoing charge in the UK. And for example, one of the things that ratchets that up in the South African context is tax and VAT that sort of gets added on top of that. So fees, I think in the South African universe, and we've done some work on this historically as well, are generally heading in the right direction, and the right direction being down in terms of what people are charging. And I think there's a few factors behind that, but definitely the growth of passive investing in the South African market. But I'd say relative to our offshore peers, still lagging a little bit, though the direction of travel is going in the right way.
I mean, you can just see it with the old Mutual 10X transaction. That is the direction of travel. And chatting to Toby van Heerden, they reckon they can get up to 500 billion AUM in the next 3 years. That's certainly their big target, building the kind of vanguard house of South Africa, because those building blocks and all the research shows tend to outperform active over time. When you look at the what is really the backbone of the Medalist Rating, you mentioned it earlier, parent, people, process, the very core pillars that analysts use to evaluate whether a fund is likely to deliver good long-term outcomes. Can you just unpack in kind of plain speak for investors what parent, people, and process actually means?
Yeah, of course. So Morningstar has basically ran a similar process for a number of years on this and sort of comes from the work that's been done out of the US. And basically in their assessment of funds, they apply a fairly robust and consistent framework of assessing those three pillars on a qualitative basis. So the people, the process, and the parent, because what they found is that long-term performance outcomes tend to be driven by, I guess, all of those factors working both in isolation and all together. So to maybe unpack what they are very quickly, the people pillar, that is effectively an assessment of the overall quality of the strategy's investment team, because I think we found that that is a significant key to a strategy's ability to generate superior performance. And in looking to assess that, they look at across a number of things on the team that is running that particular fund. So they look at, say, the structure of the portfolio management arrangement, the manager's experience, their tenure, how long they've been at the firm, the quality and the dynamic of the supporting team, how stable that team has been, those kind of things. On the process side, what they're effectively looking to understand is really answer the question, what does this strategy do?
Yeah.
And then look at whether that strategy's performance objective and their investment process that sort of sits behind it is sensible, clearly defined, repeatable, and implemented effectively. And then finally, the parent pillar is really just assessing the firm and the ecosystem in which the portfolio manager operates. And a lot of that can be quite intangible in terms of looking at things like the culture of the firm, but looking to assess, I guess, the culture of the organization, how that supports or potentially impedes the investment capabilities of the firm. And I think generally how Morningstar views, particularly the parent pillars, we look for firms that have a culture of stewardship and looking to put investors first rather than those that are too heavily weighted towards what we call salesmanship or asset gathering. So those are the three pillars that effectively get assessed. And then they're weighted differently depending on the type of strategy that you're looking at. But in the case of the South African funds that have been rated, they're all active strategies, and how those get weighted to get to an overall strategy rating is the parent pillar counts 10%. The people pillar counts 45% and the process pillar counts 45% in terms of the overall assessment of a strategy.
Right, right. So, you know, looking at the parent, the fund house's DNA, the people, the human capital behind the strategy, and then the process, the engine room and that investment philosophy and how it's applied. Now, looking at the newly rated SA funds, Coronation Strategic Income comes in at a bronze. We saw 91 diversified income with a silver. and Matrix SEI Stable Income with a bronze as well. What do these ratings tell us about the income category as a whole in South Africa?
Yeah, it's an interesting observation, Michael. I think like we've highlighted obviously three funds there that you know all come from the same categories by and large. And I think as a generalization, because we looked at the ratings across both some local equity funds and some local fixed income funds. And I'd say the ratings were generally a lot more positive across the income fund categories than they were the equity fund categories. And that's perhaps reflective, I think, both of the teams that are running some of those assets, but also I think the potential for outperformance and alpha in that particular category. And we've had definitely far more positively rated strategies in the income space than we have the equity space, which perhaps reflects, I think, number one, generally those funds do tend to cost a bit less than equity strategies, which will be reflected in the rating, but also I think the potential for outperformance within the income space versus in the equity space where, I think as we were discussing earlier, the active managers historically have struggled as a generalization relative to benchmarks and passive cohorts.
I was going to ask you, is the inference there when you look at where we rank versus our global peers that we don't tend to excel relative to global benchmarks in balanced and equity?
So I think, if we look at, we've spoken then about South African funds in isolation, but, we observe a lot of the same stuff when we look at big global peers and global categories as well. So I'll give you an example of something like U.S. equity. So U.S. large cap, or what we call in the Morningstar category parlance as large blend. That is a category where I think the data overwhelmingly shows that passive strategies and basically the ability of active managers to generate outperformance has been constrained, I think, over the recent period. And that's really comes out as a reflection in the ratings and I guess the distribution of ratings across the active strategies as a whole. So you tend to find, particularly with amongst, say, active US equity large cap managers, that there are far fewer medalists, if I can put it that way, than there would be in categories where the alpha potential is higher.
You've just completed all of this deep qualitative work on South Africa's managers. What's the one finding that surprised you or maybe challenged your assumptions before I let you go, Michael?
Yeah, it's been a really interesting exercise, Michael, in terms of looking at how the South African managers have stacked up relative to global peers and I guess what the findings were. And, we've kind of observed that South African managers have held their own across this. I think particularly on the people pillar side, the assessment of some of the investment professionals has generally been quite positive. I'd say probably one of the surprises for me has been on the parent side, because again, being held to global standards and global benchmarks. So we found, I think, on the whole, that South African firms were rated as fairly strong stewards of investors' capital, but that there was, I think, what was quite interesting is the global analyst observation, because there's always room for improvement. And one thing that kind of came through in the parent pillar was that risk management functions, particularly among South African asset management firms, probably warranted some attention. Having its global best practice, particularly among larger asset managers, for separate and independent risk management functions. And that's something that a lot of South African managers don't have. So it's always interesting getting a fresh set of eyes on this sort of stuff. And I think that's been one of the real eye-opening things for me in this process and in looking at how the managers have stacked up.
Fascinating. Thank you very much, Michael Dodd from Morningstar Investment Management, offering a deeper lens into what differentiates true manager skill from a lot of the noise in the market. Stay with Classic Business on Fine Music Radio. We've got more coming up after this.
Classic Business with Michael Avery, sponsored by Alex Forbes, for insight, advice, and impact.